Perhaps we can share your fire. In the joy of finding her father, Mirianna had forgotten Rhys and Pumble, the two men the master of Nolar had given her father as escort, and even that dark being which stood somewhere behind her and drew Rhys's stony glare. The master of Nolar's man still sat his horse, and his hand hovered near his bow. Beside him, Pumble stood, sweating, his fingers twitching over the hilt of his sword. She turned slowly in her father's arms. I said, Rhys repeated, perhaps we can share your fire. This time, shadow. The shadow man stood at the rock ledge, his body as motionless as a bat captured by the sun. His hand rested on the hilt of the sword in his belt, and between his gloved fingers something glinted red. His hood revealed only a drape of cloth where his face should be, yet she knew underneath every inch of that which passed for face was turned on Rhys, and the air between them stretched to a brittle thinness. Do with it as you please, he said at last. The boy and I were just about to leave. Wait, Tolbert put Mirianna aside. I need bloodstone. The black hood swiveled. Her father stiffened under the weight of the invisible regard. There is no more bloodstone, old man. Go home while you still can. Tolbert shook his head violently. But Ullaroth... Ullaroth is a fool, said the voice that vibrated along Mirianna's nerves. And so are you, if you stay another day in the Wehrland. A stallion's shrill scream punctuated his words. The shadow man spun. Below the rock ledge, the tethered horses milled, huffing. The blind boy clung to the pack mare's halter, his face a pasty white.
Sir, I think I smell...
Crod! Rhys coughed, recoiling from a wave of stench that stole Mirianna's breath.
They must have followed us, Pumble wheezed.
Fools! The shadow man's faceless gaze raked from Rhys to Mirianna. I should damn you all to Begeth, but the Crod will see to that soon enough. He turned. Garth, free the horses.
Wait,
Tolbert said as an unearthly, high-pitched clamor erupted from the woods below.
What about us? What do we do?
Only the hood rotated, cocking with exaggerated deliberation. Why, you die, old man. Her father blanched. His grip on Mirianna's arm faltered. She saw the shadow man turn, saw the muscles of his thighs bunch as he prepared to leap down the hillside, saw, in the corner of her eye, shapes gathering along the tree line below, horrible shapes she'd seen only hours before rushing at her from a darkened clearing. With a shudder, she broke from her father's grasp.
Please,
she reached out to the black sleeve.
Help us.
He recoiled at her touch like one snake-bitten. The sudden sharp focus of his regard staggered her, but she backed no more than a step. No matter how he terrified her, he'd helped her once. She'd been led to him again, and not, her instincts told her, without reason.
Please, she repeated, help us. We'll do anything.
Anything? His voice was a whisper that caressed flesh. Mirianna's stomach quivered. Her breasts tingled. Her mouth grew even drier. Without thinking, she slid her tongue along her lips. Vaguely, she wondered what she'd done, and why time seemed suspended, as if everyone but she and the shadow man had been cast in stone, and all sound arrested. All sound except the taut, guttural repeat of his question. Anything? If she were sane, she would seize the opportunity to clarify, to explain, to negotiate her reply. But even as she watched herself stand on a rock ledge and confront a shadow, she knew the question spoke not to her head, but to her heart. And her heart answered in the only way it could, plainly and without hesitation.
Yes, she breathed. Anything.